This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking cryptocurrency the past couple of Fridays, cryptocurrency mining specifically, the energy-intensive but potentially quite lucrative computing process of creating and basically doing all the accounting for the various cryptocurrencies that are out there. Up until last summer, China was the place to be if you were a crypto miner, in part because of relatively cheap hydropower. And then the government changed its mind about crypto, cracked down on it, and a whole lot of mining companies packed up and started looking for where they could get cheap electricity. Kazakhstan, for some, Iran, for others, Texas, too. And the Chinese weren't the only ones to set up shop in the Lone Star State. Quite a few American crypto miners went there for the same reason, relatively cheap electricity. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story now from a Texas town that's kind of betting the farm on crypto mining.
If there's one thing that's dictated the development of Rockdale, Texas over the years, it's energy. Heath Davidson's family is living proof. His dad went to high school here.
Once he graduated, I think he graduated in 76, he graduated, and right that summer, he went directly to the coal mine.
The giant lignite mine just north of town. He started out operating a bulldozer.
Worked his way up, and he eventually was operating the drag line, and then he ended up becoming a supervisor out there, and he worked his way up to superintendent.
So it's not surprising that after Heath Davidson came back home with a degree from Texas A&M, he went to work at the Sandow power plant in town, where the coal that his dad mined generated electricity.
I was working on turbine generator, working on, the scrubber and things like that. My uncle, who is my dad's brother, was actually our control room operator.
But 5 years later, in 2018, the owners of the power plant shut it down as the Obama administration was cracking down on plants that burned dirty lignite. That eliminated almost 500 jobs, including Heath Davidson's. It was yet another blow to the economy of a town that had suffered quite a few of them. But then it seemed like a lifeline was coming to town. A Chinese Bitcoin mining company saw the potential of cheap energy in Rockdale, thanks to the state's deregulated energy market. It was setting up shop near the shuttered power plant.
They said that they were going to bring a whole bunch of jobs, and I actually interviewed with them and went through an interview process with them, and then they just weren't hiring.
Rockdale, Texas was getting its first taste of just how volatile cryptocurrencies can be. The price of Bitcoin tanked, and the Chinese company scaled back its plans. Wired Magazine got wind and called Rockdale the hard luck Texas town that bet on Bitcoin and lost. An article that caught the eye of a Bitcoin entrepreneur in New Orleans.
I read it as opportunity. I was like, hey, if there's power, there's opportunity.
Chad Harris is CEO of Windstone US, which is now part of publicly traded Riot Blockchain. He started digging around for more information about Rockdale and says he remembers getting a text message with a picture of, you guessed it, the Sandow power plant, where Heath Davidson used to work.
So I'm like, I literally see it, and I think of the rainbow, Lucky Charms, right? And it's like, holy cow, we have found it.
Now, it wasn't that Harris wanted to reopen the power plant, but he saw that it was still alongside massive electrical infrastructure, transmission lines, switching stations, and transformers. It was the perfect place for another new crypto mining plant, one that he says will ultimately eat up some 750 megawatts of power, enough electricity for more than a third of a million homes. All of that infrastructure had been built to serve what was once the largest aluminum smelting plant in the country. John King worked at the Alcoa plant before he became mayor of Rockdale.
They came in probably in 51, built power plants to supplement what was necessary to do the smelting. They had three 95 megawatt power plants out there.
And ultimately added two more, including the Sandow plant where Heath Davidson used to work. And they were all there because of that 100 million tons of lignite coal just north of town, where Heath Davidson's dad started working after high school. Rockdale's population had doubled. The Saturday Evening Post called it the town where it rains money. But in 2008, Alcoa said it was shutting the smelter down and those jobs were gone. Jim Gibson, executive director of the Rockdale Municipal Development District, says he doesn't expect it to rain money in Rockdale anytime soon, but he hopes crypto coming to town will help fill some gaps.
What I heard was that there were 5,000 some odd people that were employed at Alcoa and the two power plants. And between the crypto companies and other industrial developments, we should get that back.
That's a tall order, but in addition to the Windstone U.S. mine, the Chinese firm that gave the town false hope a few years ago is back. And Rockdale's Mayor John King says the town gets two or three inquiries a week from crypto companies. Heath Davidson's already benefiting from the new mining neighbors. A couple of years ago, he was at a restaurant in town that his friend owns, watching the World Series, when he met one of the guys setting up the Windstone U.S. mine in Rockdale.
He said, hey, all I could tell you is, you know, put your application in and come hit the ground running. And so I started out an inventory. Then I proceeded to go to miner installation team. Then I became a assistant supervisor. And then I ended up becoming a manager. And now I'm a director of operations. So
his dad rose through the ranks in the coal mine. Now Heath Davidson's done the same thing at the Bitcoin mine. In Rockdale, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We're going to wrap up our crypto mining series next week. Another Andy Euler piece, how oil and gas are jumping in here too.